Shavtim Perek Yid Aleph Pasuk Vav. So the elders of Gilad have come to fetch Yiftach from the Badlands, from the Eretz Tov, to bring him back to Gilad to make war against the Bnei Amon. But they come without much in the way to offer him. Vayomru liYiftach. So the elders said to Yiftach, Lecha v'hayisa lanu likatzin. So they said, go and be a chief for us. Now, katzin is an interesting word. A katzin is a chief, but it can mean just a military chief. Now, the Mitzvot Sion says, inyan sharara. So it does have an element of ruling in it. But, nevertheless, this isn't necessarily something where it's going to be a permanent or even a long-term position. So they're offering him the chance to lead them into battle. B'nei loch amod b'nei amon. And without any other elaboration, say, and you will help us make war, Lashon Rabim, against the Bnei Amon. So come and be a head guy. And the Malbim explains, the Katzin stands at the edge of the encampment because of his chashivuso, because of his status as a leader. So a Katzin is going to be kind of out there at the edge. And what they're saying is, you'll be the katzin while we're fighting the war. But after the war's over, who knows? So Yiftach now responds to them, first of all, bringing back his old grievances, but second of all, saying, what else you got? So Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Yiftach Lezikne Gilad. So Yiftach said to the Zikanim of Gilad, Halo Atem Sinei Semosi, which, by the way, is a phrase that has great historical echoes in Jewish history. Halo atem sinei semosi is what Yitzchak Avinu said to Avimelech when they kicked him out of the area, and then suddenly they discovered that their wells were drying up and they were having a bad economic time when Yitzchak was not among them. Halo atem sinei semosi is not just Stamazoya phrase. The Mefarshim don't bring this down, but it resonates for me. If you lane it enough, you get used to this. In Parshas Toldos, which is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so I've leaned it enough. Vatagarshuni mi beis avi, and you chased me out of my father's house. Now, the elders didn't chase him out, the brothers chased him out, but the elders stood by completely uselessly and did nothing at the time. Madua bosem elai ato. And why is it that now you have come to me, kasher tsar lochem? Now, when you are in trouble. Now, of course, he knows the answer. He's answering it himself. But it's obvious that they're not offering him, the Me'amloe says, to be their leader out of love or respect or kinship. He suspects that they're going to use him for their own benefit and reject him immediately. And many of the Mefarshim agree that that's exactly what they had in mind. They didn't pick him because he was the only able leader, but he's an outcast. If they appoint somebody, the Malbim brings this down too, from who was wealthy or came from a good family, he would not give up leadership after the war is over. And any wealth or yichus would get him a lot of support, even among the people, and you wouldn't be able to oust him. But Yiftach, they could throw him out right away, and he's at their mercy. So they'll use him and then discard him, which doesn't speak well of the elders of Gilad either. So there's a lot of responsibility on the leaders of the community. This is very similar, the Me'am always brings down, to the famous story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, where the wrong guy gets invited to a simcha, and the rabbis who are there, sitting at the dais, do nothing, even as they watch somebody ignominiously being ejected from the party, even after he was willing to pay for the entire thing. So this has some Kamsa Bar Kamsa type overtones to it. And again, it shows Yiftach's personal character, that although he has empty men around him, he is going to nevertheless eventually say yes. So Pasuches, Vayomru Ziknei Gilad El Yiftach. So the Ziknei Gilad realize he has them over a barrel, and so they said to Yiftach, Lachein Atah Shavnu Eilecha. So therefore, that is why we have returned to you now. V'halachta Imanu. And V'halachta, with the accent on the tough, means, and you should, you shall go with us. If you go with us. So V'halachta means, and you went, past tense. V'halachta. So if you lane this Haftorah incorrectly, when it comes up in the Haftorah cycle, you have to make sure you put the accent on the tough. As my high school English teacher said, put the accent on the right syllable. V'nilcham ta b'bnei Amon. And we will all make war against the Bnei Amon. V'hayisa lanu l'rosh l'chol yoshvei Gilad. And then you will be, for us, a leader and for all the inhabitants of Gilad. They were hoping, the Me'am Loes suggests, that he would be so happy to be welcomed into their midst and invited that he would accept anything they gave him. But what they realized is they were going to have to humble themselves. So we were wrong to send you away. We were wrong to say you wouldn't amount to anything or ever be anything. We were wrong to come to you with empty hands. And now what we are asking is that you come lead us against Amon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is going to come up in the conversation because they are realizing also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to win the victory. And that if Yiftach wins, he is the method by which God brings us to victory. So they are going to give credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we will see. Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Yiftach el Ziknei Gilad. The negotiation goes on. Yiftach responded to the elders of Gilad, Im mishivim atem osi li lochem b'vnei Amon. If you bring me back to fight with the B'nai Amon, the Nosan Hashem Osam Lefonoi, and again, a big point in favor of Yiftach, who will later get Ruach HaKodesh, he's the first one to mention Hashem's name, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them before me, Anochi Ehyeh Lochem L'Rosh, then I will be your leader. Nevertheless, again, the man Lois really gets into the psychology of what's going on. He says he's still skeptical. What kind of offer is it? That if I defeat Amon, that then I will be your leader? So who would be able to stand against me if I do win and succeed? So your words are empty. We need a little bit of a better deal here. Vayomeru Ziknei Gilad, Pasuk Yud, just to finish off the idea. So the Ziknei Gilad said to El Yiftach, Hashem Yeshomea Beno Senu Im Lo Chedvarucha Kein Nasa. Hashem should be a witness between us that as you say, Kedvarcha Kein Nasa, so we shall do. So they took a vow, they took an oath. They understood that Yiftach did not trust them. They swore by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they would not violate the vow, and we will accept you as our ruler. But many people interpret this to mean that they said, whether you win or lose, we're going to accept you. You'll be a leader for us and for all of the inhabitants of Gilad. Yiftach, however, again, the Me'am Lo'e says, Yiftach said, I understand you still hate me. I know you don't like me, but I'm not taking advantage of you. That's why Yiftach said, only if Hashem hands them over into my hands will I then be a leader. If I fail, I will not be a leader. So by answering whatever you say, that's what we're going to do. They're accepting his conditions. They're accepting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a witness to the agreement. Any side that goes back on its word will be judged by Hashem. And now Yiftach's ready for war.